Thank you for calling Max Health. My name is Dustin. May I have your name to locate an account?
It might be under my phone number. Not sure. I got a trial, purchased from you guys, but it never did show up. That's what I'm calling about. It's been about a month, and I never received the product.
Well, I'd be more than happy to look into that for you. May I have your first and last name, please?
My first name's Matt, M-A-T-T. It's actually under Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. And then my last name is spelled J as in jelly, E, two L's, and then an E again, T-I-C-H.
Thank you. And may I have your zip code, please?
It's 93306.
Thank you. You said that was 93306?
That's correct.
I do apologize. It is taking me just one moment to see if I can locate that for you.
All right.
Okay, I'm having just a little bit of difficulty locating an account for you. Do you mind spelling that last name again for me, please?
Okay, it's J as in jelly, and then an E, and then two L's, and then E again, and T as in Tom, I-C-H.
Thank you, and you said that was J-E-L-L-E-T-I-C-H?
That's correct, uh-huh.
Thank you.
And I guess I called the right customer. This is Max Sleep from, I ordered it from the commercial on TV.
Yes. Yes, that would be one of our products. And so that I can make sure I do have the correct account put up, could you verify your address for me, please?
It's 5100 Annadale Drive, Bakersfield, California, 93306.
Okay, I am sorry, I'm not showing that address. Is there maybe a different address it may have been shipped to?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I didn't give him any kind of other address. My credit card has the same address, so I don't know. I'm kind of confused. Maybe I've called the wrong company. I remember being called Max Sleep, and it was on a, infomercial on TV. That's where I called it from. But I may have to contact my credit card and get the phone number from credit card company.
Okay. And do you mind spelling your first name for me just so I can make sure I did pull up that correct account?
Okay, it's Matthew with M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
And may it be under a different first name?
I don't think so. It could be Matt, M-A-T-T, but I don't think so. It seemed like it was under, same name as my credit card, which is Matthew.
Okay, and would you happen to know a Scott with that same last name?
Well, that's my brother, but he didn't order it. Yeah, it's my brother. He lives across the street on Riviera Street, but no, that different order than mine.
Well, I am sorry then. I am showing wouldn't have an order in our system for you. May I ask how you placed that order?
Well, I called it by phone off the infomercial. I had the telephone number, and I called it, by phone and ordered it with my credit card and everything. So I don't know, I'm a little concerned. Either there's some other product that's close in name to yours and I've got the two mixed up or something. Not sure, but
okay, well, I do have one other way I can try and locate that for you. I can try and pull that charge, and to be able to do that, I would need the first six and the last four of that card that you would have used.
Okay. Okay, what numbers do you need?
I would need the first six and the last four of the card number.
All right. 4154 and then 17. And then the last four are 5830.
Thank you. And you said that was 415417 and then 5830.
That's correct.
Thank you. And may I ask, when were you charged?
When? Well, I'm not exact sure on the date that I, you know, called and ordered that, but it's been somewhere between 3 weeks and a month. So it would have been somewhere in April.
Well, yes, I really am sorry. However, I'm not sure where we have placed any charges through to that card, so I would definitely check with your bank and see who it is that billed you and get that phone number.
Okay.
I'm not showing where we have placed anything through to your card.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for looking for me, ma'am. I think I called the, you know, wrong product. I think it's my bad. So,
well, no problem.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
And
you,
I do.
You have a nice weekend.
Well, you're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service for Omax
Sure.
Health, and I hope you do have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye, ma'am.